This is the Midday Market Report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined in midday by Joe Camp of Comstock. Joe, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Lower so far. That's a continuation of how we left off last week. Really, it's been 2 weeks for soybeans leading the way lower. We have a lot of focus on this chart gap is open below the market now within about a nickel of filling that. Could that turn into support from here? We'll see. It would likely need the fundamental support of the Chinese export demand sustaining what has been a notable strength all of a sudden. 4 out of 5 days last week, we had flash sales for soybeans sold to China. We started off this week with one. If that continues through the rest of the year, it could change attitudes pretty quickly. But for now, it's more technical negativity. Also some mechanical type influence in this trade as we wrap up positions for the calendar year.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Burwell Livestock Market's annual Holiday Cow Classic, December 18th and 19th, Burwell, Nebraska. Thursday, December 18th, 12 p.m., be cull cows. Friday, December 19th, 9 a.m., complete dispersions, first calf heifers, bred cows, including Black Angus, Red Angus, F1s, and Hereford cattle. View our complete listings at burwelllivestock.com. You can view and bid online at DV Auction or Cattle USA, or give us a call at 308-346-4257, or look us up at burwelllivestock.com.
March corn down 3 1/4 at 437.5. January soybeans down 8 1/4 at 1068.5. January soybean meal up 10 cents at 302.60. January soybean oil down 69 cents at 49.38. Chicago wheat down 8 3/4 at 520.5. Minneapolis wheat down 6 cents at 570. Kansas City hard red wheat down 7.5 at 510.5. March oats down 3 3/4 at 282.25. On the Merck, December live cattle unchanged at 229.80. January feeder cattle down 75 cents at 338.35. February lean hogs down 85 cents at 83.68. Class 3 milk down 4 cents at 15.85. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.